Welcome to the Name Game. This is Bob Zanotti. I'm on the maiden journey of a brand new train which has been inaugurated just today. I'm one of the privileged few who can ride it for the first time. It just left the town of Chur, the capital of Switzerland's largest canton, Canton Graubünden in southeastern Switzerland. The train is taking us to our mystery destination today on the Name Game. You'll be hearing about this new train and about what lies at the other end in the destination in today's program. So please stay with us. And our journey continues on the Name Game to our mystery destination. And I have the pleasure of sitting across from the vice director of the Rhaetian Railway. His name is Andreas Wieland. You're grinning from ear to ear. You look very happy today, Mr. Wieland. This is a very big moment for you on the Rhaetian Railway, which operates a special train. We can't say the full name of it because part of it is the name of our mystery destination, but it's called the Blank Express. What does that mean to you as a railway?
I think it means a very lot. The express trains, the Glacier Express, the Bernina Express, they belong to the top touristic images from Switzerland. And I think in this area we are going now, this will be another great destination and very important for the development of this area there.
The view is absolutely beautiful. We go through such beautiful mountain area. We see pine forests, really rugged. This is the real Canton Graubünden, and this is a great way to see it. It must be a great attraction in itself.
It is a great attraction in itself. And, you know, there are 365 bends or curves up to this destination, which we are going now, if you drive by car. And it takes quite some professionality to drive the car up there.
And our mystery destination seems to be popular in summer and winter. Most of the traffic is winter, of course, tourist, but it's still substantial in summer. That means that you really are busy here all the year round.
That's right. In summer, there come a lot of hikers. You can hike in every direction to other very big destinations like Davos, like Lenzerheide, which is very famous, and that makes this area very attractive.
And this, of course, was a heavily Romanized area. There's no doubt about it. It has been Latinized over the centuries. Does that give the people here a certain quality, give them a certain mentality or characteristic that is special to them?
I think they are used to work in very extreme conditions. Their character is friendly on one side, but they have quite a lot of emotions also. I think that's from the south, the influence from the south.
So you're a bit of a mixture of north and south.
I think so, yes.
And this is a rugged country here, Graubünden. I mean, times were very, very difficult in the past. And without tourism, I guess, things economically would look entirely different. It was a hard life here up till now. It still is for many people.
Tourism is the most important economical part of this area here. And agriculture, which was in early times very important, it goes back because of the international prices. You can get all these agricultural goods very cheap outside, and the production here is very expensive, so it doesn't play that big role as it did before.
Mr. Wieland, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Schnell vorbei, durch wirklich lange Schulmutzin. Am Schönstein ist daheim.
One of the excited visitors today is Les Heath, who is the editor of Swiss Rail News, which is a British-based publication devoted completely to Swiss Rail. Les, I mean, you're a great fan of Swiss railways in general. What is your comment on the day and the festivities we've experienced?
The train is superb. The interior, everything refurbished, is really nice to ride on. Incredible small town, really nice. Got the lake, got the skiing. In the summer, it must be superb for walking. First trip I've made up here, and absolutely spectacular. Really good.
And it's interesting, what struck me about the train itself, very, very comfortable seating. I mean, really luxurious, even in second class. But one has the feeling that they haven't lost the charm of the original Rhaetian Railway shape and configuration.
What they've actually done is taken old rolling stock, stripped it completely, yeah, refurbished it with completely modern seating, modern air conditioning, superb character, exactly the same, mm-hmm, nice modern fittings to sit in. And
completely refurbished.
Completely refurbished, yeah.
One might have thought they could have redesigned the cars, the carriages completely, made them panoramic. That's very in these days, but they chose not to do that. Do you think it was a good idea to keep it rather traditional?
Yeah, I think it was, and by actually taking pieces out and putting bigger windows in, they've created panoramic viewing without losing their original feel to the coaches.
So, update without loss of tradition.
Completely. Brand new style, original creations. Really good.
Things are a lot quieter here at the moment. The great festivities of the day are finished. The sun is going down over our mystery village. I'm looking from a very cozy corner of the Hotel Central onto roofs that are already covered by snow. Here it looks like the middle of winter already, although it really isn't. It's only the beginning of December. It's been a great day. And one of the people very much directly responsible for this day is Martin Vincenz, who is the tourism director of our Mystery Village. First of all, compliments and congratulations. I think the people today had a very, very good time. Our mystery destination is very well known among the Swiss themselves. And it's known among international insiders who have come here traditionally because, first of all, it's very genuine, it's very quiet, you're not a glitter resort, and you're very much yourselves, really. You're not Disneyland.
That's true. We don't have something who is the largest, the biggest, the best or something like that. But we have everything in our resort. And what's most important is that when you're here, you're feeling like at home. You're here in this resort and you can do everything. And you feel really in winter, for example, the winter feeling. You get the snow. We got a special height. We are on 1,800 meters.
It smells different here, doesn't it?
And that's true.
The air is different.
That's true. We are a classic resort, but we are also trendy, and that's a good mix.
I understand you have many, many internationally well-known people. If we would mention some names, which I know you don't want to do for reasons of good old classic Swiss traditional discretion, people would be amazed who comes here. That's just the point. You don't want to disturb them. You might meet them in the street, but it's very quiet. That's why they come here, because they're anonymous.
It's exactly like that. You can have, for example, a governor or a president or something like that, and you can have ordinary people here, and they're everyone is respected like the other one. There's no difference between famous people or ordinary people.
You have a very privileged situation because now with global warming, which is very much talked about these days, you have a lot of snow and you're up in a situation here where you have practically guaranteed snow.
we have every winter, we have snow, and we have enough snow. That's really a good situation. We are, as I mentioned, 1,800 meters, and so we don't, actually now, till now, have this problem. But we have to take care of our nature. That's something that we want to do also with, for example, this new express train, or, for example, for our buses in the village who are free for everyone. So we try to stop the traffic, or to reduce the traffic at its minimum.
You're very family friendly here, aren't you? I mean, you even have special arrangements for families in the hotels and apartments.
In summer and in winter, we have programs who are called Lollipop, and you get there special facilities for children. You get special prices with the menus and the overnights for children. And we get also a label who is called Familienwillkommen. We are one of...
Family welcome, or welcome family.
Welcome family, yeah. And we are one of only 10 resorts in Switzerland who get this label.
When we talk about winter sports, we think immediately of skiing and skating and curling, for example. But you have something which is very unique to Graubünden, racing horses on the lake, on the frozen lake. Tell us about that.
Every January since 75 years, we have every weekend several races, like also the really fast races, and then you have some special races like shearing. I don't know if you know that. It's like you're skiing behind the horse.
Oh. People pull behind the horse on skis.
Yeah, exactly.
And they survive sometimes.
They mostly survive. Yeah, we're happy. No, but it's really a big tradition. We do that for 75 years, and it's a big event. It's really with a lot of people who are around the lake. And
so again, it's a tradition. It's not something you invented for tourists.
No, that's a tradition. And then also we have a golf course, nine-hole golf course. And we want,
small is beautiful.
Yeah, but we want to build it up to an 18 hole, and we have to do maybe some more for the summer, because we make about 85% of our tourism we make in winter, and so we have to make some more for the summer.
Thank you very, very much. Let me review a couple of the tips. We started our journey in Chur, the capital of Switzerland's largest canton, Graubünden. And our destination on the map was not that far away. The name of our mystery village is very short, and it begins with A and ends with A. This is Bob Zanotti thanking you very much for being with us and playing the name game.